Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for tuning to Catch My Drift here on 1600. Good to have you aboard, and what we do on the Drift every Saturday is talk about the news that I put on the dailydrift.com. If you're not going there for your news and information and current events, you should be. www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know, and of course, share. If you're not on social media this campaign season, make sure you get on social media. This is what it takes to beat the criminal that is Hillary Clinton. So make sure you're doing that. And we go over the news we put there every week. And if you find a link to a story on the internet that I've missed for some reason or another, make sure you send it to me. You can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. You can also send your comments if you don't feel like calling into a show or just want to get hold of me behind the scenes, gary@thedailydrift.com. That's my email. You can always call as well, 734-629-6010. And if this is your first time listening, you'll know, you may not know, that I am also the editor of the Current newspaper in Southeast Michigan here, just north of Ann Arbor, Livingston, Washtenaw counties. And the May edition of the Current is actually out. It's one of the few growing conservative newspapers in the country. So we've actually grown at 500% in the last 11 years now. And it's a pretty amazing little publication. So make sure you get over there and check out all of our sponsors. And speaking of sponsors, let's take care of some business. Our sponsor this half hour will be the Wellbridge Group. That's your bridge to recovery and wellness. You can catch their website, thewellbridgegroup.com. And you can call their Brighton location, 517-947-4400. They specialize in post-acute rehabilitation and nursing care. Wellbridge makes rehabilitation easier with smart design, innovative concepts, authentic hospitality, and commitment to our guests. Wellbridge centers are designed to provide a bridge to recovery and wellness. So if you have issues with rehabilitation, give Wellbridge a call. 517-947-4400 or go to thewellbridgegroup.com. They've got a lot of offices, Novi, Brighton, Fenton, Pinckney, Romeo, and Rochester Hills. So give them a call. 517-947-4400. Okay, so we're talking this week. The biggest news of all, of course, was Donald Trump winning the Indiana primary. And I thought myself that it was not going to be a good primary for Donald Trump. I was pretty assured that I wanted Trump to win. Don't get me wrong. You guys know, if you listened to the show before, that I am a Trump supporter. And I know that aggravates some of my listeners. But you know what? Hey, don't tell me I haven't done my share of work for Ted Cruz, because in the last year I gave Ted Cruz a lot of time on the show with his campaign director. And not going to speak anything bad about Ted Cruz today, but he did lose and surprisingly made an announcement shortly after the results of the Indiana primary that he was going to get out of the race. The primary was pretty much a landslide for Donald Trump, and he ended up with 53%, which is huge. And I think it goes to show you that, you know, this is kind of the mood of the country. And I think Indiana, being in the middle of the country, it's a mix of evangelicals, it's a mix of union people and unemployed people, and they've suffered in Indiana as much as they've suffered just about anywhere in the country in this recession. So it's kind of nice to see that Indiana is showing its true colors, and those true colors is that it wants change. Change that it does not feel it can get from professional politicians. Now, you can say all the bad things you want about Trump, that he's not a true conservative. You can say that he's not a real Republican, that he's not a GOP, that he's a Democrat in sheep's clothing or everything else. Listen, I think what's happening here is the people of the United States of America are seeing the curtains pulled back for the very first time. And this has hit me quite a bit. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, that for the first time, the curtains have been pulled back and people are realizing that the United States of America is actually being run by two private organizations. And those two private organizations happen to be the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee. And that's an oligarchy, folks. This is not the way a country like ours, which was founded by guys who wanted part-time legislators to believe that government was inherently evil because it has the ability to grow and become this self-fulfilling monster that just grows and grows and feeds upon the population. You know, I always want to say government is like the dog that you put on your porch to protect your house. You know, if you feed it too much, it gets big. And if you entitle it and don't discipline it, it gets bigger and nastier. And pretty soon you're trapped in the house. It becomes the master. And I think that's what's happened with us. We don't understand how quickly we've allowed the government. And 200 years is not a really big space of time. We're one of the youngest countries on the planet still, let's face it. And we've allowed our government to reach proportions where it now dictates to us, the voters, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is us. We control this. They're not supposed to be controlling us. And we've allowed that dog on the porch to get so big and so mean that it now controls us. And that's the way you've got to look at it. It's a parasite. So what do you do with an animal like that? Well, number one, you stop feeding it. Stop giving it everything that it asks for and everything that it wants. Get it back under control. Behavior is something that can be controlled. You just have to be willing to do that. And I don't think we have. We have literally turned our blind eyes and let the Democrats do whatever they want and use their touchy-feely. And they can say, the Democrats can say they're out for the people and they're there to help people. You know what? No, they're not. Do you really think Hillary Clinton gives one rat's banana about anybody in the African-American community or anybody in the lesbian gay community? She does not. This is a woman who uses people like no other. This is a woman who finds the ability to lie so conveniently and so convincingly that people just fall under her spell. When people call her a witch on social media, it's not so far off the truth. Hillary Clinton is one of those rare people that has the ability to spellbound and talk a good game and bend people and manipulate them. And that is exactly what is happening. And you need to ask yourself why. Why would somebody want to do that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's better for her, better for her Clinton Foundation, better for her family. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is making billions of dollars, folks. This is what you've got to look at. The presidency is just 4 more years or 8 more years, if she could handle it, of a way to make the Clinton Foundation the biggest foundation on the planet. It would ensure that her corporation, her foundation, her family would be in control and in power for decades, if not centuries to come. And that's what's happening here. Now, you can use that excuse and say, well, you know, hey, I don't know what she's going to do with it. I know what she's going to do with it. You know what she's going to do with it. She's going to try to control you and control all the people, not only of this country, but around the world. You've seen what they've done in Haiti, right? All the money that's been poured into Haiti. And the Clinton Foundation has a lot of connections with Haiti and the companies that are down there. But the people of Haiti are still suffering. Can you ask yourself why? Why has nothing changed in Haiti? Why are people still living in tents 8-9 years later? Is that how long it's been? There's something wrong with people who do that. And Hillary Clinton is just a symptom of the culture that we've allowed to progress in this country. And we cannot give this woman 4 more years in the White House with her Bill husband backing her up. It's just not going to work that way. We've got to stop it. We've got to find a way to stop it. So I think as Americans we have, and that's Trump's big thing. You can say what you want. He's brash. He's bold. He's intimidating. He's a bully, whatever you want to use. But you know what? He's not politically correct. And I think people are finally realizing that that's okay. That's what we want. We're tired of it. This pulling back of the facade of representative democracy is wrong. And Bernie's showing it as well. Bernie has motivated young people, old people, and he's done well against a woman who has every advantage on the planet. And yet his delegate count sucks. Why? Because the Democrats have set it up so that there is no population making a decision. This is the few, the super delegates in the Democratic campaign that's calling the shots. You can like Bernie all you want. Unless Hillary gets indicted, she's going to be the Democratic nominee. And I would urge all Bernie supporters to get hold of Bernie. And I'm not saying this just to be to ensure that the Republicans can win. Bernie should run. And I would have told Donald Trump to run independent, I think, if they had stole the election from him. And you know what? If the Republican Party wants to renege on their own pledge and go ahead and have a third party, I welcome that as well. Because you know what? It will at least show that there's some movement and that there's a break on this oligarchy that is the Democratic and Republican National Committees. They have done everything. Straight ticket voting. Here in Michigan, we've gotten rid of straight ticket voting, finally. Did you know that in Michigan, anyways, about 20% of all votes cast in a presidential election are straight ticket votes? That's somebody so lazy or so ideologically corrupt that they'll just pull the lever for anyone on that side of the ticket. And that's a disgrace. That's somebody who's not making a good decision. That's somebody who's not looking at a candidate for their character and for their decisions and for their record. That's just wrong. Straight ticket voting is terrible. If you've ever done straight ticket voting, you should be ashamed. I'm sorry to say it. You should be taking a look at a candidate for everything they stand for, what they're saying, what their past is, and all of that counts. I mean, that's the same argument some people will use against Trump. Well, look at his past, his record. He's supported Democrats in the past, and he supported Hillary Clinton in the past. He's paid money, blah, blah, blah. Yes, of course he is. He's living under the system that politicians have crafted for us. They've crafted this procedure in the system where if you want to get something done, you need to make a donation. Now, in other countries, you just call it bribes. But a political donation is without a doubt, it is nothing other than a bribe. And we're going to talk a little bit about Cruz dropping out and, of course, John Kasich dropping out after we get back from the break. So we'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Brides Project has a mission to provide brides with a socially conscious, budget, and eco-friendly option for purchasing a bridal gown, and use these proceeds at the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor for people touched by cancer. Are you the bride who loves to give back? After your big day, you can have your wedding celebration give back and enrich the lives of others by donating your bridal gown to the Brides Project. The Brides Project accepts gown donations from all over the U.S., then resells your donated gown to another happy bride, with proceeds from the sale benefiting the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor. This nonprofit organization provides free support services to people who have been touched by cancer. If you are a bride that wants to donate your gown or just volunteer, visit the website at www.thebridesproject.org. Rattle With Us is a grassroots organization located in southeastern Michigan that believes the people should take a stand against politicians who seek to increase their power, restrict individual liberty, and spend money that does not exist, and that the federal government and its influence in our lives should be limited. Rattle With Us knows that the United States of America has formed the best government in history. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have given American citizens unprecedented freedom. To learn more about Rattle With Us events, monthly meetings, and how to get involved, go to www.rattlewithus.ning.com.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community. You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift. And welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. I pontificated a little bit in that last segment about the election and about what we've seen. But I think it's important to know that that is indeed happening. And so I want people to get involved this campaign season like I'm doing. And you don't have to do a radio show. You don't have to do podcasts. And speaking of podcasts, you can certainly catch this show live every Saturday here at Wham Talk 1600. You can catch archives of my show at thedailydrift.com. Just click on that Common Sense Radio tab. But I've also been picked up by ICRN. I'm on conservativeradionetwork.com. And you can also find my stuff for The Daily Drift and The Drift at Spreaker. and SoundCloud and YouTube. It's all on there. Just look up The Drift, Gary Wellings, and you'll find me. Pretty easy to find now. I'm all over the internet. And make sure. But it's always nice to have you tuning in Saturdays here at Wham Talk 1600. So welcome aboard and thanks for doing that. So just before we left, we talked about John Kasich dropping out shortly after what? The second day after the Indiana primary. Now, Ted Cruz got out the first time. And of course, you know, here's the tinfoil hat conspiracy. Some people are saying Ted Cruz is still sending some emails around telling people that even though he said he suspended his campaign. And let's talk about that for a minute. When people suspend their campaign, Marco Rubio and everyone else, they're not quitting. They're still in the running. They've just suspended their campaign. What that does is allow them to control whatever delegates they still have won in the course of their campaign. So in Marco Rubio's case, it's like 172, I think. And John Kasich's got X number as well. So that is an important play here. And people have been asking themselves, why did Kasich stay in? Why did he suddenly quit now, like 48 hours or less after Ted Cruz got out of the race? Was he in it all along to help Donald Trump? Was he trying to work a deal with Donald Trump, make a deal with the devil, as some people say, those people that are anti-Trumpers, of course? Or did he do this as a way to somehow help the establishment if they want to do kind of a last-minute ploy and hire or nominate somebody else at the July convention in Cleveland? That could still happen, mind you. And I think what we've seen in the last couple of days with Paul Ryan saying, no, I'm going to withhold my judgment on supporting Donald Trump as the presumptive nominee, which frankly is kind of offensive. Paul Ryan is by no stretch of the imagination. I voted for Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney last time around. And it wasn't just because they were the lesser of two evils. I believed in Mitt Romney and I believed in Paul Ryan. I thought they were going to do much better than they did. And I thought they had the best interests of America at heart. I don't know that they do. I don't know that they do. Watching Mitt Romney this election cycle has shown me that this man is no different than any other politician. And I think that's what it comes down to. This is no longer a Republican or a Democratic thing. This is the power mongers, the elitists in Washington, D.C. And it doesn't matter if they have a Republican, an R after their name, or a D, a Democrat after their name. I think we as Americans are finally realizing that the people in Washington, this elite cartel, as Cruz called it, in Washington, is trying to hold on to power so badly that they don't want Bernie and his supporters to be in any position of power because they know what will happen. Bernie's going to shake the tree. He's going to do things up. And Donald Trump is the same way. He's going to grab Washington by the lapels. This is what we hope anyways. And this is what the Americans who have supported Donald Trump is happening. That he's going to grab Washington by the lapels and shake him vigorously and say, enough is enough. We need to get back to the way things are supposed to be. Let business do business. Let America be America. And let's stop the nonsense that we've been doing for decades now. It's become rote. We think it's perfectly fine and acceptable to allow Washington, D.C. to control every portion of our lives, from our education system to the EPA. I mean, let's face it. Shutting down the coal industry? Now, that was huge news this week. Hillary Clinton coming right out and saying she's going to shut down the coal industry and shut down the jobs for miners. The mining union this week endorsed Donald Trump. If you don't think that's significant, you should start thinking that's significant. Because for the first time, at least in the history of my life, you might actually see a number of unions start endorsing a GOP candidate. And of course, this sends the Democrats into a tizzy, the Democrats of Washington anyways, and it sends the GOP absolutely insane because they're thinking, well, look at Donald Trump. If he's got the unions backing him, he can't be a real Republican. Well, let's be honest with ourselves. What have these alleged real Republicans in Washington, D.C. done for us? They cried when Barack Obama won the presidency. And at that time, he had full control of the House and the Senate. And what did the Democrats do with it? They passed Obamacare. They didn't balance a budget. They didn't close the border. They didn't make the military stronger. They didn't help trade or bring jobs back. I mean, Democrats are supposed to stand for the working man. Why did not the Democrats do one thing in that first 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency when they had complete control? Never forget that, people. Barack Obama controlled the House and the Senate with the Democrats. And in the first years in office, they did nothing. They did not help the working man. They did not help the African-American community. They did not help the Hispanic community. They could have gone after some giant comprehensive immigration plan and reformed immigration and done everything to help the Hispanic community. Why didn't they? Ask yourself that. You need to be asking yourself these questions. I ask them for myself all the time. It's one of the reasons I do this broadcast on Saturdays. And I do a podcast every morning from my car as I drive to my job. It's only a few minutes long and the sound quality sucks, but it allows me to vent. And I think everybody should do that. Do people listen to it? Sometimes, sometimes not. Sometimes you're talking to plain old air. I could be talking to plain old air right now. You might not be listening. There could be one listener, but I don't think so. I think there's a lot of them. And the emails that we get here at WHAM and emails that we get at thedailydrift.com show us that you're listening. And so you do care. You see what's happening and need to get involved, and I want you to be motivated this time. And that's why I put such emphasis on social media. You need to get involved. And since this dropping out of Ted Cruz and the winning of Donald Trump and then now the presumptive nominee, it's been amazing for me to watch on Facebook and Twitter the people that were Cruz supporters. Now, a Cruz supporter can be anyone who said, I'm going to vote for whatever Republican nominee comes out to. It could be some guy who's what I call Cruz bots. These are the people that are so enamored with Cruz that they're not going to vote for Donald Trump, never. They become part of that never Trump crowd. Never going to vote for him. He's a ridiculous human being. He's a buffoon. He's this, he's that. Let's just stop for a minute and talk about Donald Trump. You can call him the buffoon, you can call him bold, brash, and whatever you want, but this is what I want you Cruz supporters to listen to. Donald Trump beat a field of 16 professional politicians. We talk about the expertise of Washington, D.C. We need experts. We need people with experience in Washington, D.C. What has that experts and those experience of people in Washington, D.C. gotten you? Other than a $19 billion $19 trillion in debt, and another $70 trillion in unfunded liabilities, that's what experience has gotten you. That's what politicians and lawyers in Congress and the Senate and the White House have gotten you. These are people who don't have real experience of creating jobs, of balancing a budget. You balance a budget at home in your own. How long could your household stay in existence if you didn't balance your budget each month? I'm not saying in times of war, national emergency, you can't spend a little more than you take in. That happens. This is the real world. But on a regular basis, we are spending trillions of dollars more than what we bring in as a country. That's insane. And that's why we have to look at a way of changing things. I know Donald Trump isn't the perfect conservative. Some people would say he's not even conservative, but I'll tell you what he is conservative. He's a fiscal conservative. Here's a man who knows what it is to budget. Here's a man who knows how to successfully make money. Does that include a few bankruptcies? Well, yes, it does. And the state of, ask yourself, if you're $19 trillion in debt, don't you think you would want somebody with a little experience in bankruptcy and how to get through it successfully? Now, more than ever, is the time that we need somebody with the experience of a Donald Trump. Because you know what? This country is bankrupt. Ask yourself, $19 trillion, you can't even fathom. Go and Google up what $19 trillion looks like. Put yourself into a frame of reference that shows you what $19 trillion actually looks like and what it is. Now, more than ever, we probably need somebody with the experience of bankruptcy, because this country is bankrupt. And we may at some point be called upon by our creditors to pay some money back. And how are we going to do that? Another quantitative easing? I mean, let's face it, your dollar is not buying what it used to buy. Your savings account gets worse every day because they're printing money. So you're saving up and putting money into your retirement account, and it's getting lower in value. Let's be honest with each other. So I get amazed when I see the flaming anger of these Never Trump people and these Cruz bot people. Let me ask you something. How is Donald Trump different than Hillary? Because that's what you say. He's no different than Hillary. I might as well stay home. If you stay home, let me assure you of one thing. You are supporting Hillary Clinton. If you are one of those people saying, I will never support Donald Trump, you are a Hillary Clinton supporter. It's that simple. You may vote for U.S. Constitution Party. You may just stay home. You may vote for some third party that is in no way, shape, or form ever going to win the presidency in 2016. It's just not going to happen. But make no doubt about it. If you stay home, if you refuse to endorse Donald Trump, who is the only Republican candidate who can actually win against Hillary Clinton, I don't care about those favorability polls. They're garbage. I don't care about these other polls. He's the only guy that can win against Hillary Clinton. It's not a John Kasich, and it's not a Ted Cruz. It's just not going to happen. All right, so we're coming down to a hard break, and when we get back, we're going to continue on this discussion and go from there. We'll see you on the other side.
Get to ABC Warehouse for the best deals in town on appliances, HD TVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. There are doorbuster deals in every department. Right now, get an LED 1080p 48-inch smart TV on sale now for just $348. You won't find a better deal. Or pick up an Amana top mount refrigerator with gallon door storage for just $397 or less. See the entire sale ad online at abcwarehouse.com. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get to ABC Warehouse for store-wide savings of up to 65% on appliances, TVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. ABC Warehouse will not be undersold. Right now, get a Sealy Posturepedic Deluxe Queen mattress set with a free box spring for just $427. You can also get no interest for up to 5 years, free delivery and setup, free removal of your old bedding, and free TVs. Nobody sells Sealy for less than ABC Warehouse. The deals are always in the house. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. Good to have you along with me. And before we get back into the meat of the show, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour will be the Links of Whitmore Lake. If you love golfing, one of the greatest golf courses I've ever personally golfed is the Links of Whitmore Lake. It's located right there in, of course, Whitmore Lake Road. And they have a range. They have a great pro shop. They've got a junior golf program here for 2016. And it's just awesome. They also have a great clubhouse, bar, and grill. So make sure you get there. They've got some special come up. Tomorrow is, of course, Mother's Day, May 8th. And moms can play free with a paid round. So, gentlemen, take your wife out and get her out to the golf range and golf course and let her play a few holes with you. They've also got a couple scramble going on May 22nd. So they do Twilight Tuesdays, all kinds of good things. Domestic beer specials, $2, $20 for 18 holes in a cart after 3 p.m. on Twilight Tuesdays. So make sure you get there. They've got a lot of great things. It is a really unique atmosphere at the Links of Whitmore, and it is a challenging course, but it is a great course. So you can reach them at 734-449-4653. That's the Links of Whitmore. You can also go to whitmorelakegolflinks.com, 734-449-4653. Check out their Mother's Day special, man. It's awesome. Get out there and check it out. Okay, so we're talking about this week's news, and it was a big week, let's face it. Donald Trump winning huge in Indiana, Ted Cruz dropping out, allegedly, John Kasich dropping out, allegedly. But we're talking, before we left on the break, that these people who are full-on for Ted Cruz and angry about, and I understand your personal, I would probably be very angry if Donald Trump had lost Indiana and was not going to continue and had dropped out. You know what? Because you put yourself into it. You put so much passion into it. I understand that, you guys who support Ted Cruz. But Ted Cruz is not done. Ted Cruz has a place. You know, I'll say this about Donald Trump. He's a businessman and a successful businessman because he doesn't hold a grudge. This is all about business. If you don't understand Donald Trump, go read that Art of the Deal. How many times have I said this? You need to read The Art of the Deal to understand Donald Trump. He's put it all out there. He tells you who he is. Everything he did in this election, it was angry, it was bitter, he called people names, he did whatever. You know what? This is a man who focused on an objective of winning a Republican primary. And he did it spending an incredibly small amount of money compared to everybody else. And he did it with every super PAC fighting against him. And he did it with every establishment Republican fighting against him. You need to give credit where credit is due. This man succeeded. Was he brash? Was he bold? Was he thinking outside the box? Absolutely. Was he rude? Was he insensitive to people? Yes, he was. But everything he did had a purpose. And in a field of 16 strong professional politicians, Donald Trump has become the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party in the 2016 general election. So it angers me a little bit when I see these Never Trump folks and these Cruz bot folks who say, I will never vote for Donald Trump. He's the same as Hillary Clinton. So let's talk about that for a moment. Donald Trump is not, I repeat, is not the same as Hillary Clinton. And if you are, you need to pull your head out of the sand. Because let's take illegal immigration for one. Building the wall. Do you think Hillary Clinton will build a wall? Ask yourself that. Will Hillary Clinton even put any more money into hiring more border security? Absolutely not. Fencing, walls, and more border security is not something Hillary Clinton wants because Hillary Clinton knows that she's losing the African-American community. She knows that the average American is realizing that the Democratic Party is not supporting them. Actions speak louder than words, and poor people are as poor today as they were 8 years ago after Barack Obama. So what do the Democrats do? They have only one solution. If they want to retain power, they want to continue that oligarchy that they have in Washington, D.C. They need new voters. This is why they don't like voter ID laws. This is why they want unmitigated immigration from Syria, from China, from Mexico and Central America. They don't care. They want new voters. And especially if they're non-educated voters. Now, you may not know this, but most of our Latin American refugees or immigrants, illegal immigrants that come here, they don't even know how to read Spanish. They're completely illiterate. And that's exactly the type of person they want because they can't read, they don't know, they're easy to fool. They can make all kinds of promises and they're not educated enough to ever fight back against it or hold them accountable. That's what the Democratic Party does. So on immigration, there is a huge difference between Trump and Hillary Clinton. You're saying, oh, Trump's never going to build that wall. I heard Ted Cruz saying, oh, he told the New York editorial board something different. That's one of Cruz's lies. The New York editorial board said no. He never said that. He said he has some flexibility. Well, of course he does. That's the art of the deal. You go in with the biggest, baddest thing you can get. That's what you have to deal with. But there is no way that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are the same. There's just not. There's no way that's even close. Let's talk about a temporary ban on Muslims. That's what Donald Trump is talking about. It's not that he hates all Muslims and he's going to throw Muslims out. That's what the liberal media wants you to say. But that's not true. Never has been. Temporary ban on Muslim immigration to this country, refugees, especially from the part of the world known as Syria, Iraq, Somalia, that should end. And it should end right now. There should be no question. If Washington, D.C. gave a rat's banana about us, it would be stopping that right now. And what's the latest news on the Daily Drift? Barack Obama is increasing Muslims coming here. That's what he's doing. And you think I'm crazy? Well, one of the stories we have on the Daily Drift is the fact that the Obama administration is taking taking security screening procedures from 18 to 24 months to around 3 months. Now, let me ask you something. I've said this before, too. Who exactly do you call in Syria to find out the background of a person in Syria? Even before the civil war that has torn that country apart, who the hell did you really call in Syria to get a good background check on somebody? And so when normal operating procedure is 18 to 24 months to try and figure out who somebody is, I don't even know that that's enough time to really, how do you do that without sending somebody over there and asking neighbors and family and friends what somebody is up to or who they're involved with or what connections they have? An 18 to 24 month process, it seems pretty short, to be honest with you. But Barack Obama is increasing that 10,000 Syrian refugees by 2016, by the end of fiscal year 2016, he's taken it down to 3 months. You need to ask yourself why Barack Obama is doing that. Well, it goes back to the democratic process. They need new voters. They need new voters. And this goes back to immigration, as I've always said. There is an economic problem with immigration. You think there's not enough jobs for African-American people, for the young kids in the inner city, be they of any color? That's because you keep adding millions, 1 million legally, each year to the United States of America. You're increasing the work pool and the population by 1 million people every year. What do you think that does to those low-skilled jobs that people have when they start out? They may not have finished high school, or maybe they're still in high school. You don't have a lot of experience, so you need those low-skilled jobs. That's the fast food jobs. That's the dishwashing. It's the serving of food. It's all those things. It's the hard labor. What are you going to do when you bring 1 million more people into the country each year? That's legally, mind you. That doesn't take into effect the illegals that come across the border every year. I'm going to put that figure at probably another 1 million people, maybe 500,000. Even consider 500,000 people coming into this country illegally each year, be it from Canada or boats or Eastern Europe or China or across the border in Mexico. I don't know. But you're making it hard. And that's the reason there's been no uptick in wages for the last 15 years, because it's simple economics. Now, add to that the fact that the people coming from Syria and the Middle East are pretty anti-American. They don't like our values. They don't like our culture. They want to come here and change things. They like the Sharia law. They love all these things. And if that's the case, why indeed are they actually coming here? Well, they want the opportunity, but they're not willing to pay the price for that opportunity. And the price you have to pay to come to the United States, besides the fees, of course, is knowing that, you know what, there are things here you may not like, but that's what our country is all about. The cost of being an American citizen is knowing that there are going to be other people here who have different values than you do, who have different cultures than you do, who don't believe in what you believe. And that's okay. But when you get people of Muslim nature, and I'm not saying all Muslim, I'm not going to paint the broad stroke like that, because you know what? I have one Twitter follower and I follow him. He's a Muslim. He's an American-loving Muslim. He's an American-first Muslim. This guy's tweets are phenomenal. And it just goes, it stands against everything that we always say about Muslims. Here's a guy who practices his faith in obviously a way that would probably get him killed in the Middle East as well. Because he practices his faith, but he practices as an American. He doesn't believe and put his religion above the American values and his ability to live here as an American. He loves this country. And some of his tweets are the most profound. That's Muhammad for Trump, if you can imagine that. And he's only one of probably millions in this country who believe that Donald Trump is on the right track. So don't paint everybody with a broad brush. I'm not saying that. But immigration is a huge problem, and that's why Donald Trump is different than Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump believes and knows that things need to be different. All right, well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we will continue our show. We'll see you on the other side.
No shots, no drills, no pain. Got your attention? I'm talking about Dr. Michael Singleton, DDS, in Saline. He's been my family's dentist for almost 30 years, and that's a long time. If you're like most people, fear keeps you from going to the dentist. But now, with the Soleil laser technology, the latest in dentistry, there's no fear. That's right. With Dr. Singleton's Soleil laser, there's no fear in going to the dentist. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's truly amazing. So stop putting off a visit to the dentist and call Dr. Michael Singleton today at 734-429-7415 or stop by at 1081 North Ann Arbor Street in Saline. Online at singletonsmiles.com. No shots, no drills, no pain.
Call Dr. Michael Singleton in Saline today at 734-429-7415. That's 734-429-7415.
Hi, I'm Joe Gannon, the Appliance Doctor. Are you having problems with any of your appliances? Is your dryer drying or dying? Has your washing machine got you agitated? How about your refrigerator? Check out RepairClinic.com. Repair Clinic makes it easy for you to do the repairs yourself. Repair Clinic has millions of genuine factory direct parts in stock and ready for you. Parts for your appliances, your heating and air conditioning. And now that it's grass cutting time, you can also get your lawnmower parts, tune-up kits at RepairClinic.com. Repair Clinic also has thousands of easy-to-follow repair videos. I almost forgot to mention Repair Clinic's 365-day return policy. Repair Clinic makes fixing things easy. You can order from RepairClinic.com anytime, day or night, and you can come visit their worldwide headquarters on Michigan Avenue in Canton. They're open 7 days a week. Visit them online or call 800-269-2609 or stop by and tell them Joe sent you.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift, and you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, and we're talking about the stories we put on the Daily Drift every day. www.thedailydrift.com. Make sure you check it out there. And if you missed this show live, you can catch it on podcast at ICRN, which is conservativeradionetwork.com. You can also catch it on speaker. And of course, I archive everything at thedailydrift.com. Just go to the Common Sense Radio tab up top. So let's take a look at why else Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not the same. Let's talk about TPP. Now, trade with foreign countries is inevitable. It has to happen. But TPP, which Paul Ryan supports, is bad for the United States. And you can tell it's bad very simply. And I'll even argue with my own congressman on this one. When you have wording in a pact like TPP that provides money to train American workers who lose their jobs, doesn't that tell you something? If TPP is going to cost an American job, it's bad for us. There's got to be a way to make trade more fair. Trump is for that. And people will say he's going to start a trade war. No, he's not. The first thing he's going to do is try and get our corporate tax rate down. Get that corporate tax rate down, get people to come back here and start building stuff here again. That's a big issue. But he's also going to look at finding ways to make countries not be as likable over there to move your business to as they are here. And that's a good thing. And if it requires maybe putting some tariffs on things, well, that's what we need to have. Because you know what? A country like ours cannot exist without a manufacturing base. We have a lot of enemies in this world. And to have enemies means you better be able to protect yourself with tanks, guns, infrastructure, planes. And that requires heavy manufacturing. What are we going to call China if they're attacking us to help us build some planes or tanks? No. You have to have manufacturing jobs coming back to the United States of America. That's a must. Does that mean some things may be more expensive here in the United States? Yes, it does. But if we've got jobs that pay well, it's all right. We can probably afford it and don't have to buy the cheapest Chinese TV set we get. I'm no big fan of trade, so of tariffs and trade wars. Don't get me wrong. But Donald Trump is the guy I trust to handle that, not a Hillary Clinton. Well, how else are they different? He wants to hold NATO and our allies accountable to pay for things instead of us paying for the entire world's protection, which we shouldn't be. Maybe Donald Trump is right and other people need to step up. We need to hold everyone else in the world accountable. It shouldn't be us always keeping the peace. The Russians should be able to pick up their share. The Chinese should be able to pick up their share. Because you know what? They're just as susceptible to terrorism as we are. The Middle East country, Saudi Arabia's got all the money in the world, right? And yet, we're the ones protecting them and paying for it. That's insanity at its best. So there are huge differences between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And if you say there is no difference, again, you've got your head in the sand. There's no common sense thinking to that. And so you need to ask yourself, really, am I going to stay home or am I not going to vote because I dislike Donald Trump? Now, Donald Trump is different. He may not be who you like. He may not be as conservative as you like. But you know what? He's way better than Hillary Clinton. And it doesn't take a whole lot of mindset to figure that one out. So get your heads out of your butt. Stop thinking with your emotions and start guessing. Okay? And speaking of guessing, let's go with Donald Trump vice presidential picks. Now, all the pundits, of course, are already looking at who Donald Trump could pick as a vice president. And, you know, watching the news last night, I got to tell you, one that really set me off as thinking that he could very well be a good pick is Newt Gingrich. He's been kind of pumping Trump up along, but he's been doing it in a realistic way. I mean, I kind of almost cringed last night for his ability to become a VP when he said Donald Trump sometimes says dumb things. But you know what? That's exactly the kind of honesty that we've seen from Trump. Trump does say dumb things, but at least he's honest about it. He's telling you what's on his mind. You know, that's the craziest of things. So you have to look at that and say, hey, maybe he is one of those guys. Now, some people said Nikki Haley, not a chance. And even Donald said not a chance. You know what? She was as anti-Trump as they come. And this woman is as rhino as they go. Not a chance. When I sent out a tweet earlier today, and I called it my dream team tweet, looking at some of the people that have supported Donald Trump, because you know there are deals being made. This is part of the process. And is it bad? No, it's not bad. This is how you unify a party after a bitter, bitter primary race like we've had. So let's take a look at Chris Christie. Would he be a VP pick? I don't think so. Number one, you're not going to put a New York guy and a New Jersey guy on a ticket because you're representing only one isolated part of the country. So there's no way Chris Christie's going to be that. I can tell you where Chris Christie, and I'll bet $20 bill on it right now. I believe Chris Christie will be the next Attorney General of the United States under Donald Trump. And I think that's a great place to go. I think he's hardcore. I think if Donald Trump wins, you'll see Chris Christie be given the instructions to go after Hillary. And let's make her serve some time or pay the fees or fines or whatever it is that she should have to pay for doing what she's done with her emails and her servers and whatever happened in Benghazi. Let's find out the truth and let's hold somebody accountable. How about Ben Carson? I don't think Ben Carson. Now, the people who are traditionalists will say, well, yes, he'd be a great pick because he's African-American. That'll bring in the African-American vote. Number one, I don't think Donald Trump is traditionalist. He's nothing. He's always thought outside the box. So he's not looking at that like Ben Carson. Ben Carson has already made statements of where he thinks he wants to be. And I think we can guess that he's either going to be Health and Human Services or more probably Department of Education. I think you can see Ben Carson being in one of those two spots. And I'm betting that deal too has already been made. How about Rudy Giuliani? I'm guessing that Rudy Giuliani will definitely be in the cabinet of Donald Trump. Rudy has said he's a capable man. He's incredibly smart. He's smarter and learns faster than anyone he's ever met. That's a pretty big statement coming from a guy like Rudy Giuliani. If I had to put $20 down, I'd say Rudy Giuliani is a pretty safe bet for Secretary of Homeland Security. DHS will be Rudy's gig, and I think, again, an awesome place for an awesome guy. Who else do you want to look at? You need to send me. If you haven't thought about it yourself, please send them to me. I'd like to know who your dream team is. Is there a place for Ted Cruz under a Trump administration? Now, despite all the hard words and harsh words between Trump and Cruz, again, I think for Trump, it's all about business. He's playing hardball for the toughest job on the planet. the presidency of the United States, and he did whatever he had to do to win it. I want somebody who's going to fight for my country the way he fought for that office. And so I don't hold any grudges for Donald Trump about how mean he's been or how mean-spirited he's been or some of the things he said. Those were all ways of eliminating the competition. And that's the kind of guy I want as president of the United States, because you know what? The United States is a good country. We help people when we can. We always have, to our own detriment. So it's about time we had a leader who holds us as important, who thinks the United States should be top of the list, because you know what? We're the ones who can be held responsible. We're the ones who are capable of giving to the world and not crapping on it. This is what we can do as the United States, but sinking men can't save a drowning swimmer. And so for us to help other people, we need to be top of the game, top of the list, strong and healthy and viable. And that requires a business sense. You can't do that being $19 trillion in debt. It's just not possible. So you need to take a good look. Now, Donald Trump himself has said, I want to take some of those people that he ran against and beat up, by the way, and put them into a cabinet. Well, I think you're going to see the best and the brightest. How about John Bolton for Secretary of State, or at least a foreign policy advisor? John Bolton, a former ambassador, is one of the smartest foreign policy minds out there. And he looked at Donald Trump's foreign policy statement last week or the week before and said it was very good. It was strong. It hit the nail on the head. If you're getting that kind of a comment John Bolton, you know that Donald Trump's on the right track. Like Reagan, he's not the smartest guy, but he knows how to surround himself with smart guys. That's why Reagan did so well. Ronald Reagan surrounded himself with the smartest people he could get his hands on. And when you do that, you have success. Success is important, and it comes from thinking straight and being a good man. If nothing else, the president of the United States should be the smartest manager we can get our hands on. This is a hiring process, folks. That's what it comes down to. We are hiring somebody to run the United States of America and run it in a way that makes sense for all of us, from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich. And I think Donald Trump is that guy. So you can hate me for doing this Trump show if you want and giving Donald Trump everything that I think he deserves, but you may not. But you know what? Email me if you have problems, gary@thedailydrift.com. I want to hear from you. It's important. You can catch these podcasts. You can contact me. And as I've said, the current newspaper is always looking for good writers. You want to talk about your candidates? I'd love to see somebody write a pro-Hillary paper to me or article to me, because you know what, I can't imagine what you would say, but it sure would be interesting and fun to read, and I would certainly love to put in the paper to see what kind of reaction we'd get from readers. So if you want to get something into the Current newspaper, give me a holler. You can reach me editor@currentonline.com or gary@thedailydrift.com. So that's what we've got. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, 2 o'clock here at Wham Talk Radio, Talk 1600. That's www.wham.com. And check us out next week. And until then, go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. Check us out on ICRN, that's Conservative Radio Network, and then go to thedailydrift.com. Take care, and we'll see you then.